Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I recently had the pleasure of visiting our old friend, John Johnson. We had coffee in the lovely sunroom over at Shady Rest Manor and Campground, right near Soldier's Grove. What follows are his recollections, word for word, recorded by me. I started writing for the Kickapoo Free Press when I was 22 years old, the autumn of 1928, as I recall. Those were the days when Viroqua's population was over 15,000, the days when V-Town was the candy capital of the upper Midwest. The big Necco wafer factory was here. M&M's started up here in a small shop on Jefferson. Only back then they were called M's, just one M. Main Street was lit up till all hours of the early morning. You could go from Freddie Slack's club to the Double Diamond Dance Hall and then to Little Jimmy's, which was an after-hours joint. I was a drifter rolling through Vernon County. I worked for the circus in those days. Back then, all the big shows came through Viroqua. I did two shows a night. In the first, I was billed as the world's tallest midget. At 5'4", the claim seemed reasonable enough. In the second show, I came out on mini stilts, made me 5'9". I was the world's shortest giant. No one seemed to notice. Well, you could do a lot of things in those days that you just couldn't get away with today. The publisher of the Free Press was a real smart gal. Seemed to know something about everything. She would edit my column while setting type, that's real type, lead type in those days, while giving me the inside dope on Viroqua politics. She was out of Chicago, you could tell. She was always one step ahead. She started the paper and she kept it going even through the big flood. That was in 1933, I think. She pretty much talked me into writing for the paper. Now, I knew the circus wasn't going to be my final destination in life. I had hoped to head west to write stories for the movies, or to head east and write stories for the politicians. It's sort of the same deal, except out east you wouldn't use your real name. This wasn't long after World War II, you see. The Cold War was just starting. Hollywood needed the films and Washington needed the spin. I could have done either. Maybe both. I was a lucky guy. I got to cover the local scene any way I wanted. I would do politics one day, the crime blotter on the next day, and follow it all with a byline on the social pages. In those days, the gossip columns were all the rage. We had a guy working in the back room who had the job of creating exciting lives and episodes for some of our prominent citizens. Now, he kept it relatively clean, and the swells didn't mind because their names were in print. There was one family who would call the paper on a daily basis. They would complain that a story in the paper cast them in a bad light. Then they would complain that the story was too short. There was a Packard automobile dealer up on Highway 14 who was one of our biggest advertisers. He used to send his little cousin Billy up in a hot air balloon carrying a megaphone. As he floated around the valley, he would shout to no one in particular, "See the USA in your Packard," or "Packard is the Cadillac of motor cars." Billy wasn't much good at writing copy, but he was fearless. Well, that Packard dealership and the Necco factory and Freddie Slack's place are all gone now, but there's still plenty to talk about. I'm just glad the radio station keeps me on as a board member emeritus. Helps to keep me sharp, you know? Now, pour us another cup of coffee, and I'll tell you about the time the Kickapoo River flowed backwards into Lafarge. That's right, backwards.